can almost smell the hot oil and burnt rubber through the radio. Or maybe that's just Steve and Sam. You found the race report.
And welcome
back. I just want to tell you, during the break, that was an awesome point you made out there.
Just
great job.
Stop.
Great job.
Does Fox have NASCAR back yet? Oh, that's
not
next
yet,
season.
That's...
Not yet.
Sorry. All right.
We can only dream.
Yeah, anyway. All right, Denny Hamlin is the winner of the NASCAR Busch Series race.
I even take NBC back.
Over the weekend. Yeah, I wish TNT had it. Bill Weber, Wally Dellenbach, Kyle Petty. That's who I wish had it for half
the season.
Let
Rusty drive the 45 car.
There you go. Rusty needs to go back to driving. The RoadLoans.com 200 at Dover on, yesterday. Denny Hamlin gets the win. Martin Truex Jr., Matt Kenseth, Mike Bliss, Reed Sorensen in the top five. Carl Edwards is still the points leader.
Is he in danger of losing this?
No,
no,
he's not. Okay. How about, that was something I thought was funny today. You know, we've talked about this forever, about how silly it is, and all the networks do this, about how they put, if the race ended now.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
With 100 laps
I
to go.
I love that.
Well, you know, 10 laps into the race, if the race ended now. And how much did they talk about? Carl Edwards will be the points leader in both the Busch Series and the Nextel Cup Series. First time ever. Carl Edwards will lead both series. Race ends. Oh, by the way, Jeff Gordon is still the points leader.
Yeah, if the race ended right now, it wouldn't be official.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the race doesn't end now. It's got 400 laps to go, you idiots. At any rate, when the race did end today, Carl Edwards was not the points leader in the Nextel Cup Series, but he still is in the Busch Series and has that championship, of course, wrapped up. Travis Quapel is... turning it on, the Craftsman Truck Series. He picks up his fourth win of the season, tying the guys that are tops in points, Mike Skinner and Ron Hornaday in that category. Quapel gets the win at Las Vegas, and he's still third. He's moved up to third in points, but he's over 100 back of Skinner and Hornaday, who are only separated by three. Skinner has taken back over the points lead as he finished 13th, and Hornaday finished 22nd,
you know,
at Vegas.
I hope Quapel, he's turned it on in the Truck Series, but I hope. He can carry that into the Cup Series next season. You know, he had this chance once before and did absolutely nothing.
Well, he was driving for Cowell's, the 32 car that didn't exactly tear it up. You know, it was a single car team trying to compete when Ricky Craven was the driver. They did pick up that dramatic win at Darlington back in 2003 when he edged Kurt Busch. But that was kind of a struggle for that team, and they eventually did go away completely. So we'll see how it goes with Travis Quapel coming back in to the Nextel Cup Series next year. And he will be driving...
The 28
car. They're going to bring the 28 back. Of course, longtime NASCAR fans will remember that years and years with Davey Allison at Robert Yates Racing, the Texaco Haviland car, the 28, and then Ernie Irvin drove it for a while. Ricky Rudd then drove it most recently for Robert Yates, and then they switched that. When the Texaco Haviland sponsorship left and went to Chip Ganassi Racing to the 42 car, they had a little deal with Robert Yates that they would retire the 28 with that, that there wouldn't be a different 28 without Texaco Haviland on the car. Well, now enough time has passed and Robert Yates is retiring that they are going to, they've released the 88 to Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah, I was going to say they need another number now.
Well, they've released the 88 to Hendrick Motorsports, and so they're going to bring the 28 back next year. And not really sure what the sponsorship is going to be. It looks like M&M's and Mars.
I don't think they know yet.
Yeah, it looks like M&M's for sure is probably going to go to Joe Gibbs Racing and Kyle Busch on the 18 car. I don't know what's going to happen with Interstate Batteries as far as that's concerned. All that stuff's kind of still up in the air. So I'm not sure what the sponsorship will be for David Gilliland on the 38 car, and then the 28 car with Travis Quapel next year. So we will see how that all shakes out. But that leads us into the big story of the week, Sam.
Well,
the number thing.
I was totally, totally shocked when I turned on
I had
Speed
no
Channel this
idea
week
this was going to happen.
And saw that the press conference was there, and they announced this. I was stunned.
It was unbelievable.
I was stunned.
It was such a well-kept secret. They kept this so tightly under wraps. In fact, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, I think, already. But it is now official. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will keep the 8 on his car next year. In fact, he'll have another one on there. He'll have two 8s. He's going to be number 88 for Hendrick Motorsports. And again, the way this goes, a lot of people maybe not quite clear on how it works. NASCAR owns the numbers. And on a year-by-year basis, teams basically lease
they own all
the numbers. NASCAR owns the numbers.
1,473,000.
All of them. If you want any kind of number, you have to check with NASCAR first.
Wow.
But anyway, so the teams lease the numbers, but basically NASCAR doesn't typically get involved in exchange of numbers. So Hendrick Motorsports requested the 88, and Robert Yates Racing, hey, we'll release the 88, let that retire with Robert Yates as well, and the 88 can go to Hendrick Motorsports, and that will be Junior's new number. You can already go on NASCAR.com.
They already got gear.
Get Dale Earnhardt Jr. gear. His sponsors will be, he'll be kind of a shared sponsorship next year with Mountain Dew Amp Energy Drink and the National Guard. Now, keep in mind, Junior will be taking over what is now the 25 car, sponsored by the National Guard. Casey Mears moves to the 5. That will continue to be sponsored by CarQuest Auto Parts and Kellogg. So Casey Mears will be in the 5 with Alan Gustafson staying on as his crew chief. And then Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Tony Urey Jr. will move over to what is now the 25 team. And that car will be number 88, sponsored by the National Guard and also by Mountain Dew Amp Energy Drink, which I've never had. I thought Mountain Dew pretty much had enough stuff going in it. It qualifies as an energy drink
like
on its
seven
own.
Seven times the caffeine. But, okay, we're NASCAR nerds. I will admit that. Mm-hmm. And I heard all this talk about Dale Jr. having input into the design of the car and worked hours and hours on these cars. They unveiled those cars and went, huh? This is... I was pretty underwhelmed by the design of the vehicles. Mm. I really was.
Well, if they're running up front next year, nobody will care. That's all that will matter is that the 88
car. Yeah,
come on. Yeah. It's just going to be, you know, and again, having followed this for years and years, it's going to be tough to get used to that. I mean, you always say that. Of course, next year it'll be the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Nextel Cup, after just getting used to that the last few years, will go away. And it'll be the Sprint Cup Series next year, which actually I think sounds kind of cool. I kind of like that already. It just kind of flows better to me. Sprint Cup. Sprint sounds fast. NASCAR racing's fast.
Sprint.
Yeah. Never mind. It's probably beyond you. At any rate, it's just going to be, it's going to seem tough to me for Junior being the 88 car. And because, I mean, that identified so many years now with Dale Jarrett. You know, since 1996, that had been Dale Jarrett's number. And it was kind of weird this year that the 88 wasn't Dale Jarrett. It was Ricky Rudd. So, I don't know. It's going to be kind of weird.
Jarrett was the 44. And
yeah,
then,
it's been crazy.
It's been crazy.
But anyway, yeah, Junior fans can start buying the gear already. The 88. Somebody had a pretty good comment last week. I can't remember who it was.
Probably me.
Said, no, it wasn't you. Somebody said that all his fans could just keep the stuff, keep all their 8 stuff, and just sew a couple of them together.
There you go.
Wouldn't have to go buy new stuff. Anyway, stick around. We'll come back and wrap up the race report after this.